love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
We're getting into the Real Housewives of Potomac mess with Robin and Juan Dixon. Woo, child!
And nerds need love too, you guys. You've got a smash alert that made this tech billionaire open up the gates to his heart.
Also, it looks like Kenya Barris' family drama might be a little more complicated than the drama in his new film, You People. We'll explain.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey!
Well, all right, Tamar, honey, what's going on?
Ooh, Gary with the tea, the toy is hot to die. Okay, the world's famous most mammager and the matriarch of the Kardashian clan says she's a freak.
Ooh.
Yes, calm down, yeah. Everybody. Everybody got to calm down. She's 65. Everybody relax.
Well, okay.
She means a clean freak. Yes, Miss Kris Jenner just revealed that although she has a full staff, she loves cleaning her $20 million Calabasas mansion. Mm. Yes, during a recent interview, Kris said, "Cleaning is something that I'm obsessed with, and I think my whole life it has, like, kind of replaced a therapeutic need to decompress. Mm. I spent the entire day cleaning the drawers in my closet because that's what I do on Sundays." Mm. Oh, what a pleasant weekend.
This sounds like a scheme that Todd set up for her to come out with, like, her brand of cleaning products.
Exactly. She has a brand. It's called Safely.
Oh, see?
That's the name of her brand.
Okay.
How rich do you have to be to, like, go past "I have a full staff" back into "I clean on my own for fun"? Like,
but,
what is that?
But let's be clear, let's be clear. She said she liked doing her drawers. She did not say she liked cleaning up the whole house.
She did say that.
I've been in the market for a drawer cleaning spray.
Time for a cup of messy tea that runneth over. Tamar, girl, I know you've been all into this Rodman and Juan Dixon cheating mess chat.
And has.
And so have I. So it seems that Juan's alleged Canadian sneaky link is talking. Now here's the alleged tea. The alleged mistress, who goes by the name of Brittany, is claiming Robin and Juan's love is fake. Hmm. Listen to this.
Very clear that the relationship was for TV. Like, it was for the fans. It was a paycheck. And that was just their obligation.
Listen, I have so many things to say. Number one, I believe her.
I believe her, too.
Okay. Number two, if Robin is happy with it, I'm happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it has nothing to do with me. If it was me, I would definitely get somebody else to do it.
Right.
That's your man, and she gonna stick beside him.
This might be a crazy suggestion, mm-hmm. but what if, just what if, like, on any of these housewife shows, mm-hmm. where people fake being in a relationship for the sake of being on TV, mm-hmm. they get, like, booted off the show at the end of the season in the finale? Because it's false advertising, and it's a snitch.
Normally, HK, but he doesn't show up anyway.
No.
For anything.
Yeah. He doesn't come to the reunion, nothing.
But
this
is just another case of Mr. Good.
Yeah. You know what?
I don't want no parts.
I just feel like, when is it going to be my turn to do something like this? Tanner, mm-hmm. we need.
Right.
Like, Housewives of Atlanta is right here.
Yeah.
I know Candy.
We can do this.
I can ask Candy, listen, give me an in. Maybe we could be friends of the show at first. Maybe we could, y'all just bring a little, you know, white and black love to
Candy,
the show.
They look, Jesse and Tanner, Real Housewives, we can do this.
Y'all don't think we can pull that off?
It's like art imitating life and a gentrification storyline. You know what I mean? Like, it's real.
Yeah, first Dish Nation.
But what really would be nice of me and Tanner.
Who gets to hold the peach?
Me. Okay, Dish Chance, honey, time for
Smash Alert!
Now, let me pull myself together, y'all, because everyone, honey, is out here getting some. Even Bill Gates getting some.
Mm. Bill Gates, Mr. Windows 95. Yeah, Gary, you and me both. Okay, according to reports, this billionaire has made a love connection with former tech executive and fellow tennis fan Paula Hurd. Close friends are claiming the two are inseparable, and one source said that they've been together over a year, and she's always described as a mystery woman, but it's no mystery to the inner circle that they're in a romantic relationship. Now, let me just put this out there real quick. Paula has got her own money. She's the widow of Mark Hurd, who was also a huge tech tycoon and worth over $500 million at the time of his death. This could be a good look for Bill. Paula's in a tech. They're both rich. They're both kind of nerdy.
Yeah.
Nerds need love too. Double click. I'm into it.
Nerds need love too.
Would any of y'all date Bill? If he did, like, make a pass at you?
I'll show her an amazing time.
Bill,
honey.
Date Bill?
Bitch, when Bill walked away from the bed, you just cover your head.
I would bounce all over that billionaire. No, what?
No, baby.
Okay?
No.
Look, no, yes, that, I would.
That would, Microsoft's name would be changed to Gary Soft.
That's right. Gary's trying to log on.
Now, listen, it really be your own family in them out here. So, Kenya Barris was served court papers at the Hollywood premiere of his film You People by his sister Colette.
What?
All right, so here's how the Hollywood Street said it went down, right? So, after the screening of the film, all the paparazzi in the press, they was taking pictures and interviews. View in Kenya, then BAM!
Wow.
Out of nowhere, a court processor appeared and threw the papers at the director.
Oh no!
Yo, had my man looking crazy in front of his whole entire star-studded cast, right? So anyway, Colette is suing her famous brother for breach of contract in regards to a legal agreement that the two entered into last year around this time.
She tried it, y'all. She could have did this at another place, time.
Well, but she knew where he was gonna be.
Yeah. Well, she knows if he's at her mama's house. Or they mama's house, or TT and them house, or the family barbecue. Yeah. This could have been done a different way, not in public.
She fixed his ass, so she let him know fat meat is greasy, baby.
Wow. I'd be mad too, though. Like, think about it. You're my brother. You're my brother, and I create something with you. I mean, I'm just assuming that's what it is. I create something with you. You go on and you do it without me. Like, you're my brother.
Just because you relatives and, like, you know, you in this spot don't mean that you got talent too. They knew what Jackson kids would put out front. You know what I mean? Like,
okie dokie, moving along. Well, on Tuesday, President Joe Biden delivered his State of the Union address, but his message isn't what left some people talking. It's a viral moment showing an oddly romantic kiss between First Lady Jill Biden and Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Imhoff. The viral moment sparked a debate, with some people adamant that it was a kiss on the lips, but some people believe there's nothing more than the optical effect due to the angle of the cameras that recorded the smooch. Like, is it the side of the mouth or is it on the lips?
That was no optical effect. I saw it. When the State of the Damn Union. Jill walked, Iman was already there. Jill walked on to the cross in front of him, and she literally kissed him in the mouth. And this is what bothers me about this situation. You know, I say this all the time about y'all entertainers, Tamar. When the entertainer is on the stage, damn it, performing, her damn man backstage screwing other women. Ooh. And that's what I feel like. Why the first lady, the president, and vice president, and the president was on stage. Look what their spouses was doing.
Oh, my God.
Tongue kissing each other.
State of the Union, and that kiss didn't happen. It was CGI.
There we go.
Same people.
Kiss. A reporter asked Kamala how she felt about that kiss, and she changed the subject so quick. Y'all think that she was pissed about it?
Yeah, she was pissed about it. You know, we're still in the age of Corona. This is how Corona spread through damn kisses. So, honey, no, that's not a good look.
T.J. Holmes and Amy Roebuck would do that in front of camera. But the vice president's wife, the vice president's husband and the president's wife, hell nah.
Yeah. I feel like Jill is setting herself up. She know what she's doing.
Exactly. Well,
Joe Biden is barely hanging on, okay? And so now what could happen is if he does fall off, which y'all know what I mean, that mean that Kamala gonna be the president, and that mean her husband gonna now be the first man. And so if he connected with Jill, that means she could kind of be the co-first lady.
That's right. Even though she was the first lady.
The first lady. Now she's
the co-first lady.
Up next, Joe Manganiello reveals some tea about himself just in time for Black History Month. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all.
Hey.
Okay, Y'all know that tall drink of water, Joe Manganiello? He was in the Magic Mike movies and the show True Blood. Plus, he's married to Sofia Vergara. Ah. Well, guess what? Just in time for Black History Month, it turns out he's one of us.
What?
That's right, he's one of us. On the latest episode of Finding Your Roots, Joe learned that he's 7% sub-Saharan African. Oh. And he told radio station KCRW what music has been the soundtrack of his discovery. Check this out.
You know, the first thing that comes to mind, my love for Public Enemy. I was listening to Public Enemy in the 80s before anybody was.
City boys, back up.
You know, it's always funny to me watching white people discover that they come from Africa, too. Like, it's just
really?
Always
7% for me.
Yeah, 7%. You know we all came from Africa, right? Yeah, all of us.
Yeah, it's kind of like the source of all civilization on planet Earth. Yes.
You figure 7% is the minimum, honestly. Yeah.
So how should Joe celebrate Black History Month now that he knows he's 7% African?
Leave Sophia and get the other Sophia.
Oh, wow, my
Which
God.
Other Sophia is
wow. But they got Sophia, honey, from Color Purple.
Yes, he was going with it.
Oh. Tanner, what percentage of African do you think you got?
I don't know.
Absolutely zero.
You don't think I got, like,
0.01
or something?
I feel like you got something in.
You know, a little something?
Yeah.
You could be an albino. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you truly do. Like, you know, like, right in. Like, you know, like,
Because you got a little sauce in you, so... Oh. Yeah, you do.
No,
yeah,
does
you
do. He?
You're like and the Human Southern. American Express card, accepted everywhere. You know?
Yeah. A little bit, his ear got a little black on. That's
this part of my ear?
Yeah,
I'm happy to take it.
All right, everybody. So Drew Barrymore has also been flipping the script lately.
She black, too?
No, not today. Not that I know of. But she's getting wild on her talk show. Her recent guest, Real Housewives of New Jersey, OG Teresa Giudice, relived her most iconic moment from the show when she taught Drew how to properly do a pissed off table flip. That's pretty deep. Check this out.
So just think about something that makes you really angry, and then grab the table.
Okay.
Right, and hold on to it.
Yeah.
And then right at the count of three.
All
right. Ready?
One, two, three. You are engaged 19 times. You stupid.
Oh, that's cute.
I haven't had a reason to do it, but. There's a part of me that wants to flip a table one time in my life.
That's 2%.
Have you flipped a table?
No, baby.
No?
And I've never thrown a glass or thrown a drink.
Although, not even like...
Nope. And
like,
all the years of my reality, you know, success, never threw a drink at a person.
I do feel a way, though, because I feel like with Teresa, she's known for that table flip, but it gets celebrated. But if women that are not white do it, it's not celebrated. And so I do feel a way about that. It's like, okay, I mean, that's her most iconic moment. It's like, we've seen a lot of people flip tables that were black and they don't get celebrated.
But you know what you don't see?
What you don't see?
People cleaning up after they flip the table.
Hello?
Right, people will only flip the table and if they're not responsible for cleaning up the stuff.
Nobody flips their own table. You know what I'm saying?
Because now you look like a fool.
Up next, honey, you won't believe which ex-lover Pamela Anderson been texting. Find out who after the break.
They in the news lately.
Yeah, honey, she got to sell that book.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now it looks like the first lady of the Black Mafia family, Tanisha Welsh, has a bone to pick with the TV show BMF. Now, as a lot of y'all know, Tanisha once dated Terry Flannery, one of the founders of the BMF crime organization, whose story is portrayed in the BMF series. Now, she feels that Lala Anthony, who plays Markeisha, assumed to be based on Tanisha, is grossly misrepresented, so she blasted the show via IG. Now, Tamar, can you hit us with the sauce?
I think I can. Who wrote this part of the story? Terry 17, I'm 26, my husband is a kingpin, but I'm having sex with a 17-year-old who's supposedly still in high school? Well, I guess they have Markeisha looking like a pedophile. I never kissed this man until he was 25 years old. This is crazy. Mm. And see, this is what happens when you hire the wrong representation.
Ooh.
Mm. I don't know, as an actress, I think I would feel the same way about my representation.
Yeah. Really?
I wouldn't sign up to play a pedophile.
Mm. Yeah, come
for sure.
Well,
she didn't sign up to play a pedophile. She's just saying that it makes her look like one. So
no, that's what she's saying about the actress who's portraying the part. Mm. You are signing up for that. You're romanticizing pedophilia, which is what she's saying. Mm. You're portraying me as someone who did that. And a lot of people who are watching the show, they're not going to do their research.
For right. sure.
You know what I mean? So they watch it and they're like, oh, so that's what really happened? No, that's not what really happened.
If anybody should be mad, it should be Lala. This is the second time in a row she's been chasing after a young dude on a TV show that came on.
Well, she's that young boy chasing after her in real life.
Yeah, but then why portray that on screen, too? It does not help.
Girl's a chick.
Okay, yo. All money
you say you sell hot dogs, somebody gonna come looking for a Frank. You know what I mean?
Hello.
Well, moving on. Looks like Pamela Anderson is trying to get that old thing back. Mm. So reportedly, Pamela has been texting her ex-husband, Tommy Lee, to tell him he was her one and true love before her Netflix documentary, Pamela, A Love Story, aired. But Tommy, who was happily married to Brittany Ferland, has not responded to the messages.
He better not.
Okay? Now, the Pamela sources are saying she has zero intention of breaking up his marriage, and she only wanted to express her gratitude for their history.
Right.
But Tommy sources say Pamela has been repeatedly texting Tommy since he proposed to Brittany, and she's trying to get him back in her sheets. What do y'all think about that?
Yo, shout out to Pamela sources. She's just wanting to make contact, and that's it. She's not trying to ignite that old flame, which is what a good representative would say.
Mm-hmm. It's giving stalker at this moment. Like, you can't just keep texting an ex.
Yeah. I think that happens when you are with someone who brings out so much intense. Y'all ever been in a relationship that was just so intense and so high that then you get
it's
with...
so good.
Right.
Then
you get with someone that's normal and it's like, I don't want this.
Exactly.
Yes, take me back to Toxic Town.
It's called a cantaloupe and a chocolate fudge sundae.
What?
The cantaloupe is more plain and dry. Mm-hmm. The hot fudge sundae is something that will give you that.
Yes. Well,
I'm trying to put together that analogy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've had too much cantaloupe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you need too much cantaloupe. I'm looking for a hot fudge sundae, boys and girls.
Anyway, honey, up next, honey, would you donate an organ to get out of jail? More details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it is time for
Didn't See Dish Coming.
Okay, check it. I heard the singing on that one. Normally, we're just yelling. I appreciate it. All right, check this out. Lawmakers have proposed a new bill that would help Massachusetts prisoners get out of the slammer sooner.
Ooh.
You guys ready for this?
Ooh,
this is a little creepy. The new legislation, if passed, would allow prisoners to get anywhere from 2 months to a year taken off their sentence if they donate organs or bone marrow.
Oh, my God.
Interesting. Like, now, which organs in particular are we talking about? Because usually you kind of need them.
Probably the ones you got two of.
Yeah, well, I would donate. If I know I'm there for life, when I would donate a kidney. Yeah.
You know how much money they're going to make off that kidney? No.
Yeah.
Well, they're not selling it. They're, like, putting it into another body.
Right. And what's the fee for that?
We ain't talking about, like, motel, ice bath, let me get your kidney.
This is
through a hospital.
Now, if some of those guys donating organs, I mean, that would be nice, too.
So yeah, there are some organs I could think some guys could donate.
On the recipient.
Mm-hmm. What are you...
I mean, you know, they ain't going to be using certain things while they behind bars no more. Might as well give it. No.
But when you want to use that organ when you get out,
what are the people who ain't getting out?
But
I would still want my organ. Wouldn't you want your organ?
Yeah,
no, yeah. Because
if you give up that organ and then they let you out on good behavior, now you out here looking like Ken. You know what I'm saying? It's just useless.
Don't catch me Ken dolling out here.
Man, send me back in.
That's not a good look.
Yeah. Literally a smooth criminal.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Not a smooth criminal. Yeah. Oh my God, you need to be stopped.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.